Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Hey, OC. Cheswick reminds you to drive smart this summer. Slow down and stay alert for pedestrians and bicyclists, especially when you are turning. Brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation. Visit OCWalkSmart.com. It's going to be sunny today, and some clouds will come out later on. Highs in the mid-80s.
Good morning. 242 texted in this morning. Best thing about cave diving. I don't have to do it, but if I did, I could hear Bill and Jess.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we're having cave some technical diving difficulty that we don't know too much about. Everybody who's supposed to know knows about it. They're working on it. Yeah. If you hear some kind of echo or whatever in the background, but the best thing to do would be to, first off, watch us, Bill and Jessica Show TV.
Yes, we are on.
Watch us on our TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Also, you can listen to us on the app. The free Power app in your app store. Hook us up to the Apple CarPlay. Also, we're on TuneIn. We're on Apple Music. We're on iHeart. All the things. All right. Just search Power 101.7 on the website, power1017.com. Tons of different ways to listen to us. If there's a problem one way, you switch to the other. Okay?
Yep.
So that's that. Now, before we get into question of the day, I want to just mention the Sydney Sweeney situation because I kind of caught up with it at the end of last week, and I kept hearing people talk about it. And I think it is ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw it this morning on the show prep, and I was like, wait, what's going on?
Well, here goes a story from E! News. American Eagle breaking silence on the... It's not controversial. It's so dumb. They say controversial Sydney Sweeney jeans ad.
American Eagle is speaking out. The clothing company, which sparked controversy with its ad campaign starring Sydney Sweeney, has addressed the backlash from critics claiming the company was promoting eugenics by using a play on the word jeans. American Eagle wrote in an Instagram statement August 1st, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, is and always was about the jeans, her story. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears their AE jeans with confidence, their way. Great jeans look good on everyone. And last month, even a staff person of the White House spoke out about the conversations surrounding the ad, with Director of Communications Stephen Chung writing on X July 29th, cancel culture run amok. For her part, Sydney has mostly avoided the crossfire, only sharing a single post from the campaign to her Instagram grid, and otherwise posting her typical content of her pups and day-to-day activities. The ads, which were first released July 23rd, featured Sweeney as well as her German Shepherd, Sully Bear, in videos and photos of her donning the brand's denim that appeared very sexualized, with one video even seeing the star joke as the camera panned down her body. A major critique of the campaign has been that it appealed to men to sell women's jeans, though the campaign featured both men and women's clothing. As one social media user wrote on American Eagle's July 23rd Instagram, this was not the move, AE. We needed and wanted something different as women. Meanwhile, others took note of the brand using a play on words, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, swapping the final word for jeans. Since Sweeney is white, blonde, and blue-eyed, the latter of which was playfully pointed out in one now-deleted version of the ad, some accused the brand of promoting eugenics and Nazi propaganda. Others on social media found the ad too reminiscent of a 1980s Calvin Klein ad starring Brooke Shields that also used the same homophone and similarly sparked controversy.
All right, so basically, it's an ad of Sydney Sweeney wearing jeans, and the whole time, you know, the voiceover or whatever is saying, you know, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, great jeans. And that's pretty much it. That's what it is. So.
And that started this?
That started. You got to, basically what I got out of it is, you got to be white and blonde to have good jeans. Like jeans, not like the jeans.
I get it. Yes. Yeah, jeans with a G.
And American Eagle is like, well, wait a minute. Has nothing to do.
Jeans.
We're talking about Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, right. She does have good jeans, but that don't mean that you don't. Like that, we're promoting our jeans. It's an ad. It's a play on words. It's an ad. Yeah. It's, you know, they got the girl wearing the jeans. The whole thing.
Wow.
And people have turned it into not only like a racial thing, but turned it into it's unbelievable. And they're not backing down.
Silly pun, like a silly play on words.
Well, they're not backing down, American Eagle. They're saying no.
I don't think they should.
And apparently, their sales have boosted like just unbelievable amount. since the ad came out, since the controversy. Mm-hmm. It's not even a controversy. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, to me, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
That it is very silly.
I mean,
very,
you know, but I mean, it, I just don't understand. Some people like have taken this.
They're really, really upset.
Deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deep. There was a big debate. I always go back to Piers Morgan's show, but they had a back and forth about it. And, you know,
about this.
Oh, yeah, they had a whole panel, and they were arguing, like, screaming. Like, it was crazy. Crazy. That's how deep it is. Mm. So. Wow. Good morning, everybody. It's a Bill and Jessica show, 742. You want to talk about Sydney Sweeney's jeans, you can text in. Or how about question of the day?
Every single day, my morning show rocks.
Thank you for listening on the Power app, the TuneIn app, the Odyssey app, Alexa, and at power1017.com.
Yeah, good morning, 603. People get offended over anything these days.
Sounds
yeah.
Sounds like it.
It's crazy. Definitely crazy. Jess, you have a new question of the day.
Yeah, it says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice and I need your perspective on something that has been bothering me. So my girlfriend and I had planned a vacation together. We were going to split everything 50-50. But recently, she had a financial setback and she cannot afford her half. She assumed that that meant that the trip was off. Well, I, on the other hand, still want to go. Just because she can't pay her part doesn't mean that I should give up the experience myself, right? Well, now she feels hurt and excluded. But from my point of view, she doesn't have the means. So that's really, you know, why we planned it as a shared trip. And if one person can't contribute, then it changes things. I'm not canceling out of spite. I'm still going because I was looking forward to it. And I can afford to go. Well, now I'm starting to wonder if I'm being selfish. Am I wrong for going without her? Should I have offered to cover more or even the whole thing just so we could still have that time together?
Yeah.
Or was sticking to the original agreement like the fairest path to take here? I would really appreciate your take on this.
Are you going to go or going to go with her?
I know. Like, is she a friend or is she, like, your person, your girlfriend?
What's wrong with this guy?
He's like, oh, can't afford to go. I guess I'm going without you. What?
Are you not going to go with her? Like, in the whole point, but just he, for you guys
like
to get...
It didn't even come in his mind. His first thought was, oh, don't worry about it. Like, I'll take care of it no matter what. I want to go on this trip with you.
With you. Like, the whole point is right. To experience it with you. What?
I know.
Bro, you're whacked. That's the perspective that I have on this. You either want to be with her or you don't. 330 texting in. If you go on that cruise by yourself, you'll definitely come back to an empty house. Yeah. You're whacked, bro. You want to go with her or you don't? 302-858-5117. I mean.
Gosh.
Okay, I understand that she was going to pay half. Things happen, but you do everything you can. Like, you're going.
You do everything you can to still make it happen.
Yeah, you're going to go with her. Like, the point of the vacation, you could go to freaking Ocean City for the weekend. And you're going, you know. Or you go to, it's the same thing. You're experiencing the weekend or the week away together.
Together, yes.
Like, it's supposed to be something you do together. You know, you don't just go. Just
like,
because.
Oh, sorry. Well, now you can't afford to go. So, all right. Well, I'm still going. That's a shame.
That's
and
crazy.
She was hurt and she was upset. And she was like, wait, what? I thought that it would be canceled.
Am I wrong for going without her? Yeah. Should I have offered? Yeah.
She feels hurt and excluded.
Yeah, you're whacked, bro.
Says,
that's weird.
My point of view was she didn't have the means, so. That means she can't contribute. She wasn't going.
302-858-5117. 470 texted in. Sounds like my ex.
And that's why they're your ex.
That's why they're your ex. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Question of the day. It's a Bill and Jessica show, 746.